Hey there, my name is Lexi, and thank you so much for tuning in for this book review today. By the title, you see that today we are reviewing a book called Snakes in the Garden. This is the untold story of the life of Jimmy Townsend. Now, the way that I found out about this book is because I work for a podcast called In and Out Podcast, which is basically a podcast that we talk to people who have been through some form of prison, in and out of some sort of prison, whether that be physically in jail or in prison, or mentally they've escaped some sort of battle, maybe financially, you know, they've escaped some sort of adversity and they've been in a situation and they got out of it, and we kind of like pick their brain about mentally, how did they develop through the bad into the good, and what kind of mindsets did they kind of develop to stay in a better place and to stay in a place of progression. So one of the guests that we got into contact with, his name is Jimmy Townsend, and we actually went all the way to, was it Nashville that we went to? No, it was Memphis. It was Memphis, Tennessee that we went to. We went to Memphis, Tennessee to interview him at his home, and it was a dope interview. At the time of this recording, the time of me recording this book review, we have not released the episode, so I won't get into too much about the interview. But I will say that Jimmy Townsend has created a bit of buzz for himself behind controversy behind Steve Harvey and Marjorie Harvey, and which is kind of confusing in a way. But basically, he is Marjorie's ex-husband, I believe. And hopefully I'm not saying that wrong. But let's just hop right into the book review, speaking of that, because when you begin the book, right? First off, it's a pretty lengthy book, but it is totally worth the read. So this book is 414 pages. Yep, it's 414 pages. Sounds like a lot. And when you look at it, it's just like an inch in thickness, right? But Snakes in the Garden, the untold story of the life of Jimmy Townsend, right off the gate, we get into the foreword, and it's telling you about how he's excited to share his life story and take you through some of the experiences he's gone through. And it gives a little bit of background to him. So I guess I could at least read that for y'all, right? So throughout my life, I have faced much adversity, from overcoming the trauma of my childhood of both mental and physical abuse, navigating through two failed marriages and many broken relationships, to finally hitting rock bottom by serving 27 years in federal prison on a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole for a nonviolent drug conspiracy crime. But I go on to tell, by the grace of God, how he used President Barack Obama to deliver me from that draconian sentence. I'm very transparent in my autobiography in sharing the ups and downs of my life's journey, including the no holds barred approach I use in telling the truth about my ex-wife, partner in crime, Marjorie Harvey, the present wife of comedian Steve Harvey. I write about the lessons I've learned and the insight I've gained along the way. My hope is that my story will inspire and encourage others to overcome their individual adversities and pursue their dreams and not let them turn into nightmares. So he does introduce himself, and I gotta apologize to y'all because I actually finished reading this book like a month ago, but I just got caught up in work and not doing a good job of managing my time. And so the review of this book has fallen by the wayside, but I'm finally here. So yes, he introduces himself. Like he said, he was sentenced to prison for life over drug conspiracy, but he was given clemency by President Barack Obama at the last hour. So just before he was about to leave office, like the last hour prior, is when his clemency was signed over by President Obama. Now, what's interesting about what he mentions in this foreword is the mention of Marjorie Harvey at all, right? It's very misleading. This would probably be my only qualm, my only grievance with this book, is the mention of Marjorie Harvey, because this first book, there's literally nothing about this woman in here. But I get it, you know, having that tie to like Steve Harvey's name, that does bring a lot of press, and it brings a lot of questions like, well, who is this Marjorie person? And there was some other kind of scandal that was happening through some like released prison phone calls or something. But I don't really want to get into all of that. Y'all are going to have to kind of dive into that once the interview with In-N-Out comes out. Or if you're curious, just look for some interviews with Jimmy Townsend talking about his book, Snakes in the Garden. And the reason why he named it Snakes in the Garden is because he believes that, you know, there have been a lot of people who he thought were kind of on his side, but they turned out not to be real friends, not to be great support. They turned out to be snakes in the garden, you know, people stealing money from him, people taking businesses from him and kind of leaving him with crumbs after, you know, feeling like he's done so much for people. And so this particular book, and y'all, we'll have to see if he comes out with like a trilogy of this, because in the interview with In-N-Out, he does mention that this may be part of a series. And just going through this book, right, 414 pages, I could see this being adapted into a movie, because the way that he writes, it's so very descriptive. First off, I want to say the first maybe 2-3 chapters, I honestly was a bit annoyed at like the overuse of big words throughout the book. Some of it felt very unnecessary and was just like, I'm writing and I'm using big words because I'm an author. That's kind of how it felt coming off to me. But then after like the first 2 or 3 chapters, he really does get into a groove of writing, and it feels much more natural. And I love the way that he writes. It's very descriptive, and it feels like you're being placed in those experiences with him. So if I remember correctly, he grew up kind of rough with his mom and siblings, maybe 1 or 2 brothers. Like I said, I should have did this like right after I finished reading the book, but I waited a little bit longer, so my memory may be a little fuzzy. But I do remember that he was living with his mom and a brother or two. And unfortunately, his dad was abusive and an alcoholic. And something that I remember sticking out to me about the way that he would talk about his mom, it was almost as if he really kind of hated and disliked his mom because of how she allowed treatment from the dad. Now, back in these times, which is like, I don't know, 1920. He's not that. This is 1955. Okay. Back in 1955, right? Back in like the older times, the way that some relationships worked. And I'm currently reading Becoming Miss Burton, which is by Susan Burton. She's another guest that we interviewed on the In-N-Out podcast. So I'm currently reading her book, but she also describes the same type of situation of growing up in an abusive household. And there were experiences in here where Jimmy Townsend talks about his mother being abused by his father. Father was cheating on his mom and beating on her, and he was drunk. And I think he had like an illegal moonshine business that was being ran in the house that they were living in. And he might have had a separate family outside of them, and just not a great example of a father, right? But what stood out to me as well was him feeling like a sort of hatred towards his mom for constantly going back to this man. Oh, I think at one point his mom was sent to jail because the dad called the cops on the mom. And so they were without their mother for like a few years. And I think either they stayed with their dad for a little bit, or they were taken to other families, to another family's home. And I forget who this was to him, maybe like an aunt or something, or a grandma, I don't remember exactly. But the house was nicer and he started going to school and life was looking up, you know. But he was quite literally kidnapped by his father. So he was taken back to the poorer condition and taken back to that abusive situation. His father literally ripped him away from the family. I think it was he was playing outside and a car rolled up. And his dad offered candy, and he went to go for the candy, and he took it. As he was taking the candy, his dad snatched him up, threw him in the car, and drove off. And in broad daylight, like, you know, it's crazy. And I guess the neighborhood that they were living in at the time, it was kind of like more well-to-do. Things didn't really happen like that in that neighborhood, but that's an example of some of the craziness that was happening in his childhood, the abuse and, you know, dad kidnapping him, and mom was in and out of prison at the hands of the dad. And yeah, so that's what stood out to me in the way that he talked about his mom. There seems like there was some resentment there for how she allowed certain treatment, and almost as if, like, if the mom had been stronger, then they would not have been subjected to some of the things that they were exposed to as kids. So there's that. And then he talks about growing up, living by the train tracks with an uncle of his, and that uncle was a positive male figure in his life, but I think uncle got sick, passed away, and he moved off to another city. I think it was Chicago, where he was going to make a better life for himself, and he was working in a field, and he was definitely afraid of snakes, which now that I think about it is very interesting to call the book Snakes in the Garden. And apparently he was very afraid of snakes. So he was working on this plantation type of deal, being paid for it, but it was very hard work. And I think a snake came into the field and scared him so bad that he vowed that he didn't want to go back to work, and basically ended up quitting that job. And they had to, like, walk a bunch of miles down this long highway, because to get to the plantation, there was like a bus or something that a lot of the workers took. And I forget what happened with the driver, but they fell out some kind of way and were left on the side of the road. But I'm trying to think, because I didn't write any notes for this review. His fear of snakes, but then calling the book Snakes in the Garden. I don't know. Maybe there's a connection there. I don't know if he realized it. I'm just now realizing it. Of course he realized it. He's the author. But, you know, the idea that you could be afraid of something so much that it causes you to kind of mess up, you know, a kind of stride that you have going in your life. And that could be a strong representation for the kind of themes in this book, you know. When he gets to Chicago, he starts working for like a telephone company, like collecting coins in telephones. Back when there were pay phones, they had coin collectors who went around and took the coins out of the phones and then counted the money and brought it back to the office. He started to get a little hustle with that. And somehow from there, he met people who he got involved with the drug game, with cocaine, and doing cocaine and selling cocaine. Back during this time, we're probably in the 60s by now, 60s and 70s, cocaine is very popular and, like, basically everybody's doing it. But he starts to get into that hustle. I believe he started out with weed, but then got into cocaine by way of some people that he worked with. And just, man, I skipped over the part where when he was living with his uncle, he had a relationship with an older woman who he started out doing her lawn, like mowing her yard, but her husband was like a truck driver or something, so he was always gone. And he ended up having relations with this older woman. And the way that he describes the sex scenes in this book, it's like, ooh, it's juicy. It's not raunchy, but it's very descriptive, and it makes you feel like you're there. And, like, you could damn near get off on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be too nasty, but, like, the way that he goes about describing things and placing you in the situation with him is just, it really is amazing. And there are so many other experiences that he goes through in this book. And it basically, this first part of the book, this first book, I guess it's going to be first part of a series. It takes you through his childhood and his early adulthood, and how he kind of got caught up in the drug game, who introduced him, and the circumstances surrounding that situation. And in general, I just really enjoy the book. Like I said, it's 414 pages. Hold on. It's 414 pages. Let me turn this on mute, actually. So, sorry about that. It's 414 pages. It was just released when, like, it was just released, y'all. 2023. So it just came out this year. And There are 414 pages, 39 chapters. The chapters, they don't feel very long, so it feels like you get through the book very quickly. And it is such an easy read and such a descriptive and entertaining read that you really could just duck off and get lost in this book for a while if you wanted to. And there's plenty to read and plenty of story to get through. So he goes from, was that from Mississippi? From Mississippi to Tennessee. From Tennessee to Chicago. Chicago bound. Yep. It has like these labels at the top of the pages. And yeah, it's a very easy read. He talks about these different experiences that he has with women and how he was quite the ladies man and how he was just, you know, on top of his game. He had the women, he had the money, he had the lifestyle, you know, he had the bank account, and he got caught up one day because somebody, a snake in the garden, someone who he thought was close to him, someone who he thought respected him and maybe had his back, somebody snitched on him and got him kind of hemmed up in a situation, and he gets caught up. And the book ends with, how does it end? Let me see. A quarter ounce of blow I had stashed in the van wasn't for sale. I traded the 8 pounds of wop weed for the quarter ounce of blow. The dude I made the deal with was a weed dealer, and he used the wop weed to cut his good weed. I was serious as a heart attack about trying to live life without selling drugs. Memphis, Tennessee, get ready because here I come. So it basically is setting us up for the next book, right? So he grew up in Mississippi, went to Tennessee with his dad. Then he went to Chicago as a young adult, and he almost got caught up with the whole cocaine blow business, but he left that behind, and he's setting us up to tell us that he's going back to Tennessee. So I would wager that the next book is going to be about what his experiences in Tennessee were like. But this is a really great read. Once you get past the second and third chapter, where there's like a bunch of use of unnecessarily big words, in my opinion, it really is a great read, and it reads naturally. And the descriptors, it places you in the scenes with him. And I really enjoy the crazy stories that are in here. I can't tell you everything because there's just so much that he went through in the time span that's presented in this book. But it is a really great read, and I hope that you will check it out for yourself. Where can you find this book? This is Snakes in the Garden, The Untold Story of the Life of Jimmy Townsend. You can find it at jimltownsend.com. That's where you can order the book. I'm going to try. Can you see it? There it is. Kinda. Anyway, jimltownsend.com. That is where you can order the book. It is a great read. It is a great read, and I just want to read the last bit here. Jim L. Townsend received clemency on the very last day, at the very last hour, by President Barack Obama. While serving time in federal prison, he wrote of his infamous life story. With a renewed mind and a new path, Mr. Townsend's aim is to now positively impact the lives of others, just as he has turned his life around. His foundation, Boys to Men, is his outreach as he embarks on his life's new direction and journey. And that's the last little bit on the back of the book that you can read, but highly recommended. Thank you so much, Mr. Jimmy Townsend, for providing me with a copy. Well, thank you, Eric. Eric Giralt is the host of In-N-Out Podcast. Thank you for buying me the book. Thank you, Mr. Jimmy Townsend, for signing the book. He says, happy reading, Lexi. Thanks for the show of love and support, lovely lady, Jimmy Townsend. Thank you so much for this great read. And I was really hoping that we were going to do a book signing event with him. I'm not sure what happened with that, but He is doing book signing events along the Southeast region that I know of. But yeah, if y'all go get y'all a copy of Snakes in the Garden, Jimmy Townsend. It's a really great read. I highly recommend it. And I could honestly see this being turned into a movie. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in talks of adapting it to the screen. So great read. And I hope y'all enjoyed my review. If you have any questions about the information that I did reveal about this book, then please, if you're on YouTube, comment below and ask me. If you are listening on Spotify or some other podcast platform, then leave a review and you can ask me there. Spotify actually has an interactive feature where you can interact with the question. It's going to ask, what did you think about the episode? And you can give me your responses there as well. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in for this book review, Snakes in the Garden, The Untold Story of the Life of Jimmy Townsend. I hope you'll check it out for yourself. But what do you think? Does it sound interesting? Do you think we're going to finally be given the connection between him and Marjorie in the next one? Because he does leave us on a little bit of a cliffhanger. Let me know all those things in the comment section, but make sure you like, subscribe, share, and yeah, if you want to go the extra mile in supporting me, you can become a patron at patreon.com/LexiATL. That's patreon.com/LexiATL. And yeah, shout out to my patrons, official Mr. Flat Scholes and Eldon Cleary. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. And I hope that y'all will support the people. This is a really good book. But again, thank you so much for tuning in to the book review. My name is Lexi. Until next time, peace. So you're crying, you're crying, you're crying. It's just not fair. Your name.